This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today with a new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. 136 communities or institutions say they'd love to have those USDA offices move there. Some people say they ought to stay put. I'll talk about it after this.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of DowDuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
A few months ago, the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced plans to move some of the offices of the U.S. Department of Agriculture out of the Washington, D.C. region. Specifically, he would move offices of the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Part of the reasoning, the secretary said, was that it's difficult to get some of those folks, the talent needed into those agencies, to move into the Washington, D.C. area, that they'd rather be closer to where the stakeholders are out in the heart of the country. To this point, there have been 136 expressions of interest that have been submitted by various institutions from several states interested in hosting those relocated agencies. The USDA has indicated it will announce the new locations in just a few weeks, in the month of February, and then they'll proceed with the physical relocation by summer. But there are some Democratic members of the House of Representatives saying, wait a minute, not so fast here. In fact, they've introduced a bill aimed at halting the Trump administration's plan to relocate and reorganize the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture to take those agencies out of the Washington, Baltimore, Arlington, Virginia statistical area. A policy specialist at the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, Nichelle Harriet, said it's integral to the core mission and functions of the ERS and the NIFA that these agencies remain in the Washington Capital area. She said maintaining proximity to other federal scientific and USDA agencies, as well as the region's larger scientific community, is what allows these agencies to engage in so many beneficial partnerships and collaborations. I'll be back after this.